recording, so don't worry too much. So can you just tell me your name, your class year, today's date, and any idea of what you want to talk about?
All right. Well, I'm Sister Patty Gallagher, one of the Dominican Sisters, and a proud graduate of Rosary College. My year was 1962, and today's date is June 10th, 2022. And I think what I'd like to talk about is a couple of memories that stand out for me in my time here. And then I could talk a little bit about when I worked for Dominican University. How's that? Perfect.
That sounds good. Okay. Just to give you a sort of idea, we're planning on doing this for about like 10, 15 minutes-ish. And right now we're really 1 minute in, so you got plenty of time.
Okay.
So would you like to start off by telling us one of your stories?
All right.
I'd be happy to hear.
Well, I came to Rosary College in 1956, the year I became a professed member of the Dominican Sisters. So my experience at Rosary College was different from many of my classmates because I was already a sister and I was not living in the dorm with the students. I was living with the sisters. And a couple of memories that stand out for me are, in those years, the opening academic convention or convocation was de rigueur. You showed up for it. There were no excuses. And it was held in the Lund Auditorium. That building was then considered new, 1956. And I remember I was up in the balcony in the front row, and Sister Fredericus was the dean. A wonderful woman, just wonderful. But I remember her address to the students that day was that we would be learning and reading many things that would be new to us and maybe would raise questions, might even give us pause about what we were hearing because we might not have had those experiences. And she told us to keep an open mind. While I was fresh out of the novitiate, and keeping an open mind sounded just wonderful to me. I loved it. So that's how I was able to approach my studies here. I was a music major, and two of the teachers who really stand out for me were my piano professor, Sister Gertruda, later known as Sister Genevieve when she retook her baptismal name. I was not a serious student at all, ever in my life, until Sister Gertruda got her hands on me. And there was just something about the way she taught. She wasn't strict, but you knew you wouldn't show up for a lesson without being prepared. And so I'm very grateful to her for what she imparted to me and how she helped me move along in becoming a piano major. It was just wonderful. And the other teacher who had a great impact on me was Sister Marie Thomas. She was our theory teacher and harmony teacher. She was so understanding. Like, I was so naive. I didn't know that when you went into a class like that, that she one day she said today, okay, class, we're going to have dictation. I thought, dictation? I thought they did that in shorthand classes. I didn't know that people could listen to music, a series of chords or a melody or something on the piano or any instrument, and then write down what you heard. That was a whole new concept for me. But she was marvelous in helping us learn how to do that, how to train our ears. That's what we were there to do. And she was just masterful in the way she pulled that out of us. So those are a couple of the great memories I have of the teaching that I received here. Then many, many, many years later, fast forward to 1977, I think it was, I was assigned to the Villa Scifanoia in Florence, Italy, where the school had the School of Fine Arts. It was on a lovely place in Florence that had belonged to Myron Taylor and his wife. He was the President Truman's personal representative to the Vatican. And when he ceded that land and that those buildings to the Vatican, he stipulated that he wanted the Dominican Sisters of Sinsinawa to run a school there. So we had a school of fine arts, art history, art restoration, and then all the applied arts, sculpture, printmaking, painting, lithography, etching. And most of those students, at least in the time I was there, were young adults who were just getting their careers going. And in the summers, we had Tito Gobi, the famous opera singer, who ran an opera workshop for young professionals getting started, most of whom had to start in those years, had to get their start in opera in the European opera houses. So that was a very rich experience, and having been a music major, I really resonated with that. But when I was there, I was the campus minister and the dean of students. But I always tell people, those two positions in Florence, Italy, had no connection with the way those positions are held at universities and colleges in the United States. The students were often fighting with their landlords, their Italian landlords, and they'd call me up and ask me if I'd move them to the next apartment, and I'd go down to the center of the city and do that. Or when the buses were on what they called a sciopero, a strike, then I would go down to Piazza San Marco and pick them up and bring them to school so they could get their work done. So it was a very different kind of experience being over there with them. I had wonderful opportunities to travel with the students on weekends for day classes, because oftentimes the professors would take the students to the hill towns where some great piece of art was in the local church. So we saw the originals, not just slides. And I had a wonderful opportunity there to travel with them for these day trips with their professors. And then at that time, too, the director of the Uffizi in Florence was also on our faculty for art history. So he would take the students on Monday night when the Uffizi was closed and hold his class in the Baroque period or whatever period he was teaching. It was just really wonderful. So coming back, when I was in the area teaching at St. Luke Parish down the road here, I had the opportunity to be the supervising teacher for music education majors, and they're teaching in the grade schools, and so they would come to our school. And so I've had a long and rich experience and relationship with Rosary College, Dominican University, which I treasure. And I'm very proud of the fact of having graduated from this institution. Gave me a marvelous education, and in many ways that not only academically, but just in relationships with the teachers and the students, and it was really has carried me a long way through the years.
Well, right now we are at 8 minutes and 52 seconds.
Okay.
So we're doing pretty good on time.
All right.
If there's any other ideas you have on like what you'd want to add, maybe if you want to talk about some of the friendships, you know, you spent a lot of time talking about, you know, like the nuns you looked up to in your time in Florence. If you have like any other stories you maybe want to add to that. We do have over 5 minutes of time.
Okay. Well, one of the great benefits I think I had of living in the community here when I was an undergraduate student was getting to know the Rosary Sisters. They were giants, you know. Many people will remember Sister Albertus Magnus in the history department, Sisters Cyril, Jeremy, Paul in the English department, Sister Clemente, with whom I was in the novitiate, but she was on the faculty and I was a student. That was kind of exciting. And Sister Jerome Emilian, Jean Brennan, who worked in the dean's office at that time with Sister Fredericus. And then I had some wonderful experiences of getting to know some of the students because our music classes were small, and we had to work very hard to do what we were doing, like in the theory. And another thing that took was started when I was here, the faculty, the music faculty, wanted the students to have a broader education than in just whether they were in voice or piano or violin, just that repertoire. So we would have what we had, repertoire lists that we had to listen to in symphonies, in chamber music, in opera, and all. And then we would be tested on those. Could we identify them? Which was really broadening in our experience. It was wonderful. And then over the years, I would meet, especially because I taught at St. Luke's, which is just down the street, I would meet many of the graduates of Rosary and then later Dominican. And some of the young people that I taught in the parish came to Rosary and are also graduates. And so I've been able to keep up with them in relationship through the years. It's been kind of an all-encompassing relationship for me. And then I was here when Parmer Hall was dedicated, and because I was in university ministry at that time doing all the music, I was very involved in the preparation for that dedication ceremony. And I used to say, preparing for the Olympics could not have been more intense than preparing for the dedication of Parmer Hall. It was a great event and exciting because it was a new building, and so we got through that too. It was great. And then also, I had a very privileged seat at all graduations while I was here because I would play the organ and I'd be right down near the stage entrance where people went up on stage to receive their degrees. And so that was just nice because I had this very up close and personal experience of each of the graduations and could see the graduates, especially the ones that I knew better. It was wonderful. Maybe you have some other questions.
Actually, it looks like we are at 12 and a half minutes.
Oh, okay.
So honestly, we're perfect.
Good. Well, I think
maybe you want to add like sort of like a closing general statement about your time at the school and like everything we've talked about. It's like sort of one, you know, like 30 second, 2 minute thing, just kind of bring it all together.
Okay. Well, I have to say that being here for the reunion weekend today does tie it all together. I've met many people that I did not know before, but we discovered connections through other people that we know commonly. And it has just been exciting to meet so many graduates that maybe I knew in sort of an offhand way. Mm-hmm. And then also to have heard Dr. Temple's report this morning. It's very exciting to think about the future of Dominican University. The challenges that exist, all of the dreams and plans and thinking through strategically of what needs to be done to keep it at the forefront where it is in many areas. It's very exciting.
All right.